This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Broadcasting worldwide. Loved having the Hodge Twins on for this last hour. Okay, Dr. Dick Baggage is taking over in about 10 minutes. I've got a few final things I want to hit. I didn't really get to this. They had over 6,000 boats on Lake Travis outside Austin last Saturday, and I was already set to do a live show here. I didn't go out there, but I saw how crazy it was. I guarantee you there's going to be aftershocks of that baby tomorrow. I bet there's 1,000 boats out there. That's what I'm guessing. So I'll be out there about noon to whenever. I'll do a live feed into the Infowars.com/show, and we will break it all down for you, because it's good to go out and celebrate. It's good to go out and, you know, have a good time. You know, I see the Hodge Twins, who I know behind the scenes and on air just always are in a good mood and positive. And that's how I want to be, cheerful about this, positive, moving forward, even if Trump loses, which I don't think is going to happen. We just keep fighting. You know, the Hodge Twins are my spirit animal, I think. And I hope to be their spirit animal. But we're all each other's inspirations, what I'm getting at here. And I get down, folks. I don't get suicidal. But when I read these type of articles, this is what I want to hit right now. I never get suicidal. I never want to die. But I actually feel weak. Like I don't have enough energy. Sometimes I'm up here at 6, 7 at night. And there's a huge breaking story, and I know it's important to fight, and I want to fight, and the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. And I just kind of go, God, I love you so much. I kind of know what it's like when my grandma at 90 years old said, I'm not worried about dying. And it's not that I even want to die. It's just that I know the purity of Christ, and not being on this satanic plane must be amazing. But see, here's why you shouldn't commit suicide. And I'm not saying I would. I don't want to. I'm not even in that same realm, but I can understand why folks are like that. Because you want to punch out of here. You want to get away from it. But listen, you're a grown man. You're a grown woman. You know what's going on. You have a responsibility to help innocents that aren't adults, that don't know what's going on, to protect them. And so quit worrying about how upset you are about what's happening and start worrying about other people. And it's going to be that process of worrying about other people. Or maybe it's a couple plants you get that you take care of in your backyard. Or a dog or a cat you take care of. That's why people that have dogs and cats don't commit suicide as much. Because you got something that's dependent on you. And so, I'm not up here preaching to people. I mean, I get why people want to punch out. At my level, not commit suicide, but just leave. Not do this anymore. Not stare into the face of evil. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me try to quantify this. Every morning I wake up at like 4 or 5 in the morning and I go, I don't want to think about Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Big Mike or General Mattis or Lord Rothschild. I mean, they're all or Brina Abramovich or Tony Podesta. I mean, but it's like I spend my life looking at them and looking at Netflix pedophile stuff. And, you know, at a certain point, I'm like, God, take me out of this. You know what I mean? But you know what? Those of us that care and have a conscience can see this and don't like it for a reason. And it's our job to stand up against it and say no to it. And so that's all I'm getting at is I'm not here bitching at you. I'm not here saying you need to do more. Believe me, I want to load up in an RV and disappear. I mean, if there was some new country that was halfway free, I'd be gone so fast. This is a world government AI New World Order takeover. And we're not getting out of this. And I'll tell you right now, I happen to know the man upstairs. I know you all know him a little bit as well, or maybe more than I do, but I happen to have a little bit of a connection. And you don't want to stand in front of God and not have fought the full fight. But I tell you, I'm a human. I tell you how I falter, because I don't want you to think that you're weak because you don't want to fight these people. And I get it. It's not that you don't want to fight them because you're scared. They're so damn gross, man. They stink spiritually. They're disgusting people. And I know you don't want to focus. You want to focus on beautiful things, and you want to focus on pure things. But listen, here's the thing. the pure thing is under attack because you're not fighting the evil thing. So pull your metaphysical sword of truth and start hacking.
This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. If I could do this once a day, I'd do it. But if I don't do it, every couple segments, we'll be shut down. So I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the viewers. And I'm about to hand the baton over to Dr. Nick Baggage, but I'll just explain it this way. I do not treat my body well. I love to eat tons of red meat. I live a super stressful life. I work 15, 16 hours a day, and I play hard sometimes as well. And so I tell you, take the supplements we sell. This is the very best out there. But I routinely forget to take my supplements for months. I'll get on them, have the little Lazy Susan on the table. I'll have them right here in my studio. And then they'll clean it off, and for 2 months I won't take it, and I'll gain 15 pounds. That's how important clean, pure iodine is with X2 or X3 or DNA Force Plus or these other products. And so they really are great products, but even if they were placebo, even if they were sugar, which they're not, their highest end you're going to get, they do fund this operation, which is really, really special. So the books, the films, the water filtration, the high-quality, storable food, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've been asked by some smart folks and strategic people not to get into what's going on here. But, I think you know for the last 5 days we've been under Chinese hack attack. And I have a lot of trouble holding things back from the audience. But then when I talk about it, the enemy uses it. It becomes an issue. But you've seen how they've been deplatforming people, not just off the Internet, but how they've been deplatforming people out of banking and credit cards. So I'm spending a good 5 hours a day jacking around with that. And like I'm kind of a whack-a-mole, but let me just say, It's 10 times the attacks we ever dealt with before. And at kind of a sick level, I'm like, well, if they just shut me down, I got to lay everybody off, but I can at least take a break. But I don't want to take a break. But part of me does. Like, God Almighty, take a break. All I'm getting at here is this is really in-game stuff happening. And, Trump's basically bankrupt because of this. They've attacked all his companies, all his things, and that's fine. We're not victims. We don't approach things as victims, but as champions and leaders in this fight. But, I mean, it's not been fun. And so I've already mortgaged my house. I've already done it all to make sure we have just a month operating capital outside what we got. I have pressed on everything I've done. I have funded 50-plus organizations over the years covertly with no strings attached because I thought they were good people. In many cases, they were. In some cases, they weren't. I'm just saying you cannot bet in the crap game of life or the roulette wheel of life on a number like 1776 that InfoWars metaphysically represents. So I want to thank you all for your prayers. Your word of mouth is just as important. But I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you that if we were like a battleship, we got fire shooting out the side and, cannonballs, exploding and the whole nine yards, which is fine. I always expected this, but 52 days out, the deep state, their whole system, what happened to, like, Romans where they'd take somebody's kid hostage and stuff like that? I mean, let me just explain something to you. Someday I'll be able to tell you all the stuff that's going on. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I just want you to know, to me, I'm a gauge, like a canary in the coal mine. And so tax before were like, you know, 50%. They're at 100% right now. The thermometer might break at the top. You know, Dr. Nick Begich, he's not a victim. He's an overcomer. They killed his dad for giving Native Americans and citizens of Alaska part of their own land. So, I mean, a lot of people paid for what we've got. And I'm ready to pay right now. I'm not even worried about it. I'm worried about myself and God and the rest of eternity. And, you know, like Begich always says, people would give everything for that last 5 minutes of life till you're gone. It doesn't matter anymore. You've got eternity, and now time is worthless. So I already get that Zen understanding. But I'm just telling you, I need to tell you as a gauge in a dashboard that this is the big one, folks. This is the big enchilada. The way we break these balls right now at the beginning of this pool game is going to affect the whole next level. And so your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, I would engage in it now because it could be your last chance to get an InfoWars t-shirt. It'd be your last chance to support us into the future, because I'm somebody that, you know, has been very close to destruction a lot of times, but we've never been this close. And so I do need to go ahead and just tell you that, you know, we're under attack. We're SOS. We're on fire in more ways than one. Spiritually, we're on fire, but we're also on fire under enemy attack because we are in the fight. So that's my transmission. I want to thank you all. We'll have live coverage tomorrow, the next Trump boat rally, and I'll be back Sunday, Lord willing, with the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. We now have Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer as well. Dr. Nick Begich, scientist, researcher, best-selling author, great patriot, takes over. So thank you, Dr. Nick Begich.
Alex, and I want to pick up right where you left off, you know, because I think back how long we've been working together, and then about 2.5 years ago, for the first time, we actually met in person. You know, I flew down to Austin.
It was amazing. We hung out. Yeah,
and I spent a week with everybody and got to meet your team and who's there. And, you know, and just before then and since then, every Friday I volunteer my time. So, you know, what Alex is saying right now, I can tell you, is the absolute truth. And I remember that day, that night at dinner, we're having dinner and we're talking, and Alex is always running 110%. And at one point in dinner, he goes, hey, break out the camera. We're going to film this. You know, and I said, Alex, relax, you know, because you're always working. And this is what the audience and people listening need to understand. It's not like, oh, the day's over, the light switch is off. It never ends. It never ends. He's doing like 110%. And then what happens? You know, you're always running that speed, and at some point you need a little bit of a break, and you never get it. I know exactly what you're saying. And at the end of the dinner, I remember we were walking out of the restaurant, and I put my hand in the center of your chest. I said, Alex, you don't need to run 110%. You need to run 90. So you've got 10% reserved to yourself, so you can have that reserve, you know, and dish it out to your family and your close friends. And reserve that for you. And it's like you're diving to your own temple, you know, if you think about it that way. And you add about 10 years onto your life on the other end. You know, you live longer because you're less stressed. But the audience right now needs to support the InfoWars and do something affirmative that is material, because that's the way, that's the green gasoline that keeps the thing going. And the way it's done is the 360. And that's where everybody wins. So support the InfoWars. Go to the InfoWars store. Get something there that means something to you and can help you and your family. And do that today. So when it makes a difference to the InfoWars today. And I volunteer every Friday. I take my morning out and I get ready for the program. And I do that. And I do that because 2.5 years ago, I said, Alex, I don't want all the noise, you know, the transaction noise of selling books and selling product. I just want to give content. I want to give something once a week. And would you please allow me to do that? And we've worked this out where I get to do that. And yeah, I still have some books and some videos, but they're only sold through the InfoWars store. That's it. The only place you can get them, and those are you. And because I want to support this network, what it stands for, what it's done for a quarter of a century. It's been about the InfoWars, for goodness sake. That's all it's ever been about. And it's about, if you don't think it's about that now, you've not been paying attention to anything anybody's been saying for at least 25 years plus. I've been doing this quarter of a century. Alex's been doing this. And the team that's on board in Austin, your team, is incredible. Everybody there, what they do and the stress levels that happen up and down, you know, as you're trying to get the story out and you're trying to get the information. And so do something affirmative. Last week I talked about what you can do, you know, and kind of a script that can be followed. Do something in favor of yourself, your family, your friends. Extend to the InfoWars family, too, and make something happen. And that's how we do it. We do it together. We're all that tip of that spear, and we're all making a difference in everything that we do, no matter how big or how small we think it is. And I've said it often, do what you know you can do. That's the step of faith in life. Whether it's supporting this network or something else, do something in favor of your own future and the future of those you haven't even met yet, the unborn, those that haven't even arrived yet. Do something for them. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and it's good to be here this Friday afternoon in most parts of the country, still a little before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, thinking about just everything that's going on, and I know it's the anniversary of 9/11, and people have been talking about that already today, and I'm not going to go there at the moment, except to say that, you know, big opportunities are buried in bad news, you know, no matter what the heck it is. And when you got, think about this, what did 9/11 roll out for? It roll out the endless war, you know, it's like we drop back a few centuries into these 30-year, 100-year wars, you know. Alex was a history buff. My dad was a history teacher. As a beginning point, you know, and history is really defines a lot. In fact, I was talking about this book. It's the New American History by Woodard and W.E. Woodard. And this book, I ordered another copy because they're kind of hard to find because they printed the last ones in 1937. And so they're a little difficult to find, but it's worth reading. And because it was pre-World War II, you know, after World War I, pre-World War II, the guy who wrote it, interesting, he finished it just before 1936. And so his perspective was really a different one. That's before the internet, you know, that's before most people had telephones, that's before TV, that's before where people listened to the radio. You know, that was, you know, radio was it, you know, that was a big entertainment. And so, when you think about history, people used to read, you know, read books that you can't change after the fact, like you can a story on the internet, right? Wikipedia, you can pull it out, push it in, dance it around, make it up. Who cares, right? I mean, that's history today. Obsolete books. Get yourself some, because they're really not, especially history. History's never obsolete. In fact, the perspective of a writer closer to the time might actually be more useful if you can interpret it in the context in which it was written. You know, that's why, you know, being a bit of a scholar, you know, you think about things differently. And I got, you know, I suffered through a bunch of things, you know, and Alex has built a big organization with a lot of risk, and he's suffering through some things from time to time. You know, at one point in my public work, I lost everything. I had to bankrupt, start over. That's 2002. Most people didn't know it, you know, because I started this work way before that, and I just kept on going. You know, I sort of hit a big speed bump, and so what did I do? I set up another way to make my living while I was continuing my public work, and I never stopped. And then I got blessed by some good things happening in my life, and I make a good living, so I can give a lot of time, and I do. And because that's the most valuable thing you ever have anyway. And that gets into my subject for the day, because wealth and nonprofits and people like Gates and the big guys, you know, what's in it for them, right? And this is an important perspective. I've known a lot of very wealthy people, billionaires, in fact. I've known a bunch of very powerful political people. I've met presidents and vice presidents and congressmen and senators and scads of people in power, big business leaders that own big chunks of the economy. I've met a lot of people in my life because of the nature of what I've done in my life. And so, and then I read all the time. My fiance will tell you, I read like eight, 9 hours a day. That's what I do. That's my profession, actually, is to do that, condense information and pass it on to you. And then I make my living with my left foot, as one of my buddies used to say. I'm very blessed in that because I get to do this. And here's what I learned about wealth. Wealth is about doing what you love doing, you know. And so you want to interpret people, interpret what motivates them, you know. And here's what motivates me. Is motivating you. That's it, you know, because I never organized the thing. You know, I don't have a big team. I don't have a team. I have you. And the people that work in InfoWars and the other networks that I work with, that is my team. I always set it up that way. Why? Because I wanted to develop content and still reserve something, so that I could keep being creative. Because this is what a lot of us miss is, it's the creative things we do with our most valuable thing we have called time. In the physical, that is the definition of living well. With a living soul occupying a body is the time slot that you get while you're here. Okay, so what I've been talking about a lot lately is not wasting your time slot and not feeling frustrated because you're not running at 110%. You don't need to do that. You need to run 90%. That's an A, right? It's an A. Good. Reserve 10% to your own temple, your body, your body, and be respectful of that. And then your body and the extension of it to your spouse, all right, and your family and your friends, your extension in the earth of this thing that we're engaged in, you have it for them. And for you. And that's okay. It really is. And here's the deal. Then you're optimized. Then you're balanced and optimized. That's part of the deal. And you can go and weather the storm because you're the middle of the storm. You're the quiet part of the storm. You're the eye of the storm. This is the power of it. This is the wisdom in it. And you are it. Each of us in this game that we're doing together to change the reality of the world. Now, the other team knows this too, but they function through big organizations that they can then manipulate, infiltrate, screw with, whatever. I've always said from the very first day I started this, I would do it in a different way. A group of one, a committee of one, and I would energize a bunch of committees of one. That's you, me. Everybody else, because at some level we're connected. But if we begin to act, you know, out of something that pushes us, you know, that we're passionate about within our living experience, we'll create very differently. And if we do it in a spirit of reverence, you know, of divinity, even. Of recognition, even of the truth, even of what we say we are, and behaving that way is really the message in it, and the experience of it is how we project in the world. Now, here's the big guys at the top, the Bill Gates. Once you accumulate wealth, and I've talked about wealth enough in other segments to define it, but I'll get into that a little bit before we get out of this. So I want to talk about the big guys and what motivates them as it relates to you and me. So that we can then recognize the power they recognize, only if we can recognize it as a mass of millions, guess what? We win. We win. So the message in today's program is grabbing our power back, stopping the looting of the world, and showing, pulling the pants down on the New World Order, okay? Because it's time to wake up. And smell the roses and change the game. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars. And check us out, InfoWars.com.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly, kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight. And that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word. Because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
What a Friday. You know, here we are, 9/11/2020, and I was thinking about during the break a couple things to kind of pull a few pieces of the segments together. I got a email this week from a 16-year-old in South Carolina. Maybe he's listening even. And he asked me three questions. And I want to ask and answer myself those questions. And what first one he asked me was, in the state of affairs, you know, should I go to college? You know, I've been thinking about being a doctor or a lawyer, and I want to go into politics someday. And I'm thinking, wow. And he says, and I listen to you on InfoWars. And I'm thinking, I'm getting asked, a 16-year-old's asking me these questions. He's listening, and he's asking me, should I go to college? Should I invest in that? is the world going to fall apart? You know, and man, that's a, you know, pretty heavy duty question, you know, and what do you say? And so I want to say it to everybody. I want to say, you have to know what's happening in the world, but you don't suspend what you're doing, like what's going on with this COVID-19 thing right now. You have to move forward because you don't know the hour and you don't know the day. And, you know, and I've lived long enough to see enough the end of the world scenarios to know that, hey, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But behave responsibly, not in some panic party. So plan your life like you would. And do it prudently like you should. Don't get into a big student debt because you'll never escape it if things do fall apart. So be mindful, be sensible, approach it maybe a little differently. Don't rack up a big debt and think about what you're going to get educated in and how you're going to get your education. And where do you want to get it? And I would advise something else to a 16-year-old or anyone else. Get a trade, you know, truck driving, banging nails, carpentry, electrician. And a profession, engineer, business degree, whatever. Get them both. I've done things with my hands and my head my whole life. Alaskans kind of do this anyway, if you live up here very long or lived out of the cities at all. And so you do both. And then you're a more equipped human being, you know, something that we've lost sight of. And everyone's specialized to the point now where you can't even think about making it. I can. Because I've learned and I've gained skills and I've collected enough books for what I don't know. And you see a little glimmer of it behind me and read about 10,000. And I'm not suggesting you got to read 10,000 books. But be very selective, you know. Make sure you got the right material on the shelf. You know, if you don't know how to survive, you better get some good books to tell you how and practice a few things. You know, but the point of the matter is the world has always been this way. There's nothing new. It's just not happened lately at home. Happening everywhere else, somewhere else, right now. If you travel a lot, like I do, around the world, you see a lot of suffering in the world. And you thank God every day when you see it up close and personal, what a difference it makes to live in the United States. Because the next question he asked me was, what country would you go to if the liberals take over and this thing gets even worse? You know, where would you go? Wow. Having traveled all over the world, I'm here. Okay. I'm here. I'm in the United States. Wow. You know, do I like parts of the rest of the world? Yeah, there's a lot of places I've been. I've been to 50 countries, a lot of them several times. And a lot of them I like to visit. I wouldn't mind living for a period of time in a lot of places, but No, I think I would stay here, even if it gets really nasty and bad, because the other parts of the world are really worse. And this one we might be able to hold and get back. And that's kind of where I'm at. Then the third question he asked me is, okay, if you believe in the United States and this is the only place we're staying, because he was thinking ahead, he said, what state would you go to? And now there's an interesting question, you know, maybe the short list is which ones would you avoid, you know, and hey, look around, you know, I know Oregon, okay, is rioting and you hear about Portland, but a lot of parts of Oregon are very different. They're much conservative areas of Oregon. I know I've been there. I've driven all through Oregon, driven, you know, with an automobile, you know, as I've seen all the United States by automobile, not by jet plane, you know, and by jet plane, too, of course. But the point I'm making is on the ground, it's cities, clusters of places where the craziness is going on steroids. Now, in certain parts of the country, it spreads out pretty broadly, and I don't like what I see. And it's a national rollout. This is what also, it's a global rollout, really. When I see it internationally, it plays out with a little, they shape it with a little cultural massage, you know, a little window dressing to make the picture look prettier than it actually is. Or you could say a map to hide behind, you know, a way to obscure the view a bit, get you to look over there when you ought to be looking over here. But, you know, thinking about this wealth, I was going to talk a little bit about this. So what state would I go to? you can evaluate where you're at. You can determine where you want to be. I like where I am. I live in Alaska. I hate the winters, I got to tell you. I've been through a lot of them, you know, at 61 and being born here. But the winters are hard as heck, man. I mean, it's cold and it's dark. And the darkness is something that's hard to get used to no matter what, you know. And it's a metaphor, right? I mean, we go from darkness to light, darkness to light. That's the cycle of Alaska because we have the midnight sun in the summer and the darkness in the winter. And it's a metaphor for who we all are, right? I mean, we come out of our own darkness into our light. And here we cycle through it every year. And here's what happens, okay, as people build. And I talked about wealth and what it is. And as people build wealth, it gets to a point where, hey, what do you need? What do you want physically, materially? And there's a point where you actually have it. You know, I live in a, what would be considered a middle class, or maybe even a little lighter middle class, because I don't need any more than that. But it also makes my life a lot simpler, you see, because it operates really efficiently and allows me time. I get to keep my time and spend it. See, I spend my time as a priority. And I budget my time as a priority. And that's what we each get to do. And then we get to program it in. Now, when you get to retirement age and you have a fixed income, well, hey, then you kind of get this rebirth. I've witnessed it with a lot of retirees. Because now you got time. Because your green gasoline is fueling your budget. So there's this, people with wisdom know this. It's the retirees that have the power of time. So you want to create political movements, retirees are your answer. You know, it's look for the blue-haired ladies is what someone told me once, and they're absolutely correct. Because it's about people who are committed to doing that make a difference. And when you get your time back, you get to do more. Now, think about that from a Bill Gates perspective. Here's a dude that's got, like, all the money under the sun, so that money isn't so valuable anymore. But doing stuff with it is, okay, because that's his how he creates whatever he thinks he ought to be creating. But he does it tax-free, okay? He does it tax-exempt. He does it by screwing you and then BSing. Okay? This is what so many nonprofits do that you fail and we fail to see. Because we think about their public purpose. But what we don't think about is their public influence. And I want to talk about that because it's about the power of influence that creates outcomes. When big nonprofits get big money and can influence things in a certain way, and there's only a certain way they can and a certain way they can't. And I want to talk about the rules of nonprofits and why they work against you and how they can work for you, but how the big guys use it to screw you and me over with their good works as they pave the road to hell with gold. And that's the story for today, for the last segment, going into the last segment. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about this again, you know, people ask me all the time, how can you be so, you're always smiling, you know, how can you have that attitude when you know all this stuff is going on in the world? And, really, it's a lot of things. I mean, I can't really explain it in one segment, and I'm not going to even attempt to today, but I can tell you it's a lifetime of doing and experiencing and learning from those experiences, both the hard way and sometimes, fortunately, by the grace of God, a little easier ways. But what I've really come to is I get to do what I love doing, you know, and that's where I am in my life. And I get to do this every Friday, talk to a few million people and pass on what I've learned in the week or what's occurred to me at the moment. And it comes out pretty well usually. You know, when I think about what motivates people, we were talking about that in the last segment. And on the big scale, here's how it goes. Once you've achieved a level of success monetarily, that's kind of like, what are you doing? You know, and you don't do it just to grab more piles of fiat. You know, some people do, but they're chasing a rainbow in a fiction to begin with. Most people don't, who acquire big wealth. What they have is a vision of what they want to do. And they go after that vision, and then they figure out what they get pulled into. You know, they build your plan around it. I know Alex built his vision that way. I built mine that way. And everybody I know that ever built a vision built it that way. You did too. Every one of us did whatever that vision for our life is. We construct it. And that's what that 16-year-old was really asking me. And I say, have a vision for your life and go construct it. Go create it. In fact, I'd say be the doctor and the lawyer and the politician. Do them all. Why should you do just one? Life could go a long time. You know, you might get time to do them all. Do them all. Be curious. Be inquisitive. Stretch your limits. Figure out what you're about. Go internal every once in a while and make sure you're doing it right. You know, test yourself a little bit. But these guys, once they achieve in you two a certain level, and don't make it so high that you're just a consumer, a grabber, a spender, a consumer. Do it so you're a producer, that you're creating something. See, those were those four things I was mentioning, you know, in several segments. Entrepreneurship, which is creative talent applied to business, right? And labor, your time, you know, your back provided into labor. And then capital equipment, whether it's a shovel, a squeegee, or a factory making stuff, things that make things, that's capital. Or natural resources and land, the real stuff, you know, that builds real wealth. This is, once you have a baseline of subsistence, whatever that represents in your life. In Alaska, we can talk about subsistence in the bush. That means something different, but it means really the same thing. It's about enjoying a way of living that is sufficient for you. And then after that, it's all about creation and how you use your time, whether it's to spend it with your grandkids or your family or however you decide to do it. You get to do it. You get to do all of it all along the way. And the beauty of it is, at the end of the day, whatever you create, it's your responsibility, good or bad. So choose as well as you can. And if you've done it, but you think you put the label bad on it, dust off, do what you can do, and try again. That's the name of the game. But when you get to the point of being retired, so you're one of those blue-haired men or ladies these days, and you get to go do stuff, do something, you know, because now you're empowered with freedom. So, you know, freedom. Think about this, and this was going to be my theme today, was slavery and the slavery you were in, and when does freedom begin? And for a lot of people, freedom begins at 65 or 67 or 70. And think about it. By then, if you stayed healthy, and you've done it at a 90% ratio instead of the 110, you probably got 20 more to go, you know, and 20 more without having to worry about necessarily waking up in the morning and paying the rent because you've taken care of things. Now, not everyone's in that position, but a lot of people are. And so you get to apply your talent, your time, your energy, your knowledge, and do it one at a time. That's how things change in the world one at a time. You talk to people, you engage people, but you do it with a spirit of divinity, of kindness, of graciousness, of the truth of trying to inform, not debate and anger, raise people's anger. And, you know, we do that too, because sometimes that's the way it works. And a lot of folks have talked to me and helped me figure out some things about how we approach change. And you can do it in all different ways, at all different volumes, okay? And that's okay, because everybody responds differently to different approaches to information. And I think that's the important thing.
President Trump is taking fire from all sides as he continues to reassure the country that he won't stop fighting.
We are returning power to you, the American people. With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning.
The attacks didn't stop Trump from being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, which Trump earned, unlike President Obama. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's faction of power-hungry New World Order goons is wargaming how to take power, even if Trump is reelected. As Jamie White reports, a far-left coalition wargamed several post-election apocalyptic scenarios in case Democrat candidate Joe Biden lost to President Trump, predicting that InfoWars would get involved by doxing Joe Biden electors and linking 88 of these electors to George Soros and 14 to child sex trafficking. In a bizarre piece by the Daily Beast entitled "The Left Secretly Preps for MAGA Violence After Election Day," a group called the Fight Back Table analyzed different election scenarios that draw from the Transition Integrity Project's white paper outlining different election scenarios that included several blue states seceding from America and bringing violence to the streets should Trump win.
It's an organization that emerged at the end of last year that pretends to be a bipartisan group interested in making sure the election is free and fair, but it's run by George Soros and the Open Society Institute, and it's partnered with a group linked with the Chinese Communist Party, the Begruen Institute.
One source familiar with the Democracy Defense Nerve Center operation said some of the hurdles were straightforward: how you occupy, hold space, and shut things down, not just on election day, but for weeks.
Some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now, that there's nothing illegitimate about taking a few extra days or even weeks in order to make sure that all the votes get counted. In fact, it would be illegitimate if we didn't make sure that all of the ballot votes were counted. I think that this is important because there is, unfortunately, I think, a heightened risk of civil unrest in the period, you know, between voting and a result being called or after that. And I just think that we need to be doing everything that we can to reduce the chances of violence or civil unrest in the wake of this election.
If that were to happen, would Facebook be blamed in part?
Others are more complicated, like what quick transportation options can be in place should poll locations mysteriously close, while others have been simply impossible to plan out, the Daily Beast continued. But hardball tactics would bring more aggressive responses from the right, the Beast reported. The simulation for a narrow Biden win saw a scenario in which InfoWars published a list of addresses, phone numbers, and other personal information of electors pledged to vote for Joe Biden. Of course, InfoWars wouldn't publish anything without having evidence to support it. And why would exposing child trafficking be a bad thing?
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there.
All of this as professional sleazeball Michael Cohen, who is on house arrest due to tax evasion and campaign violations, attempts to tarnish the president's image.
I describe Mr. Trump as a cult leader, and I was in this cult, and while I was in the cult, I was really refusing to acknowledge that the actions that I was performing for my boss.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.